Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the Director of Respiratory Therapy at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Gary Woodhouse, as he discusses sleep studies at the hospital.
As we are talking about sleep studies today, something obviously I'm a little bit more familiar with when it comes to sleep studies, because I know a lot of people who suffer with sleep problems when it comes to military and sleep apnea and things like that. I guess first off, Gary, when it comes to sleep studies, what are kind of the reason why people should be getting sleep studies, or why sleep studies are done in general?
Well, usually what we hear from people is that they're very tired in the morning, or maybe have a headache. Also, people that snore loud. We get a lot of referrals from bed partners who say their partner either snores loudly or stops breathing while they sleep.
So when it comes to that and sleep apnea and just the sleep problems in general, kind of what is the process for someone going through that to begin to be seen by you or seen here at the hospital?
Well, first you'll see your physician, and he or she will order a sleep study. And then after about 3 or 4 days, you'll get a phone call and we'll schedule the study then. Right now it's taking about 3 weeks from the time we get the order to the time we do the study.
When it comes to the sleep study, what kind of goes into that? What can people expect if they're going to take part in a sleep study?
Some sleep studies we do at home, and you would come in into the hospital and we'd show you how to use the device at home. And other people would come into the hospital and sleep overnight. There's a belt that you wear around your waist and a whole bunch of stickers and wires that stick to your head. Possibly if we do see that you have sleep study and it's early enough in the night, we might also put a CPAP machine on to see how much CPAP it takes to treat your sleep apnea.
Now, when it comes to that, obviously, when it comes to the sleep study, is that something that is more that you see more in younger adults, older adults, or what's kind of that general age group and kind of just in general the people that you see come in here and take part in this?
Well, there's more men than women, and over 50, it's more prevalent in people over 50 years old.
Why is it important to get a sleep study done if you're having sleeping problems, and kind of what does that show you, the people who have those sleeping problems?
Well, sleep apnea can cause a lot of problems. One of the big ones is high blood pressure, and high blood pressure is a big problem. It is harmful to your heart. It's just sleep apnea, you know, causes that in some people. Also, being tired during the day can cause you to not be your best at work, and even some people fall asleep behind the wheel. So, you know, getting good night's sleep is very important.
Now, I know some friends who've gone through the sleep study process before. A lot of times going into it, they're very scared. They don't want to be poked, prodded, or they don't want to be kind of overly examined and criticized on how they might sleep or how they might be. So what do you tell people like that that might be, in a way, kind of fearful of taking part in a sleep study?
Well, you are going to be examined some, and there's no way around that. You do have a lot of wires hooked up to you, and somebody is watching you sleep. We do allow people to take a sleep aid if needed before the test. Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. We try to make the rooms comfortable and the beds comfortable as we can. It's not your home, but we do try to make everything as quiet and peaceful as possible, we do everything we can.
Now, if my wife is hearing this, or someone else out there is hearing this and going, hey, they need a sleep study, what's the process to get it started here at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
Well, first you'd have to have a doctor's order, and then the doctor will send a referral to us, and we will call you to schedule an appointment. They're generally done on Friday nights and Saturday nights, but we can make any night work if that needs to be done on another night for you.
Thanks to Director of Respiratory Therapy at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Gary Woodhouse, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knikarls.com and click podcast.